Dear brothers and sisters, in our Catechism Christian Prayer, we now turn to the teaching of the Apostle Paul. St. Paul's letters show us a rich variety of his own prayer, which embraces thanksgiving, praise, petition, and intercession. For Paul, prayer is above all the work of the Holy Spirit within our hearts, the fruit of God's presence within us. The Spirit comes to the aid of our weakness, teaching us to pray to the Father through the Son. In the eighth chapter of the letter to the Romans, Paul tells us that the Spirit intercedes for us, unites us to Christ, enables us to call God our Father. In our prayer, the Holy Spirit grants us the glorious freedom of the children of God, the hope and strength to remain faithful to the Lord amid our daily trials and tribulations, and a heart attentive to the working of God's grace in others and in the world around us. With St. Paul, let us open our hearts to the presence of the Holy Spirit, who prays with us and leads us to an ever deeper union in love with the triune God. I greet all things speaking visitors present in today's audience, including those from Ireland, India, Indonesia, Japan, the Philippines, Canada, and the United States. I welcome in particular the pilgrimage groups from Australia. Upon you and your families, I cordially invoke the joy and peace of the risen Lord. I am pleased to greet Cardinal Oscar Rodriguez Maradiaga, President of Caritas Internationalis, together with members of the Executive Board and the Representative Council. Your presence here today expresses your communion with the success of Peter and your readiness to welcome the new juridical framework of your organization. I thank you for this, and I am certain that the new structures will support and encourage your important service to those most in need. Sit nomen Domini benedictum.
Et hoc nunc et usque in saeculum.
Adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini.
Qui feci caelum et terra.
Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus.
Amen.